Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The USFL Gambling Podcast Week 10 Preview and Picks episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Edge Boost. Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to get started today. We're also brought to you by Bird Dog Shorts. Yes, the world's greatest shorts are hooking you up with a free any style tumbler when you order over at birddogs.com/pool. That's birddogs.com/pool.
Hey, this is Eric Metcalf. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Football is a unique American experience. A game described by one turn of the century critic as crude and barbaric, with little chance of survival. But survive, it did.
Being played in the United States Football League.
Touchdown! Oh my God!
Quarterback is toast.
We sometimes forget that football, being the consummate team sport, is a great deal more successful when you do play as a unit and don't rely on individual talent. Frankly, I'm impressed with the USFL.
America, this league is good for America.
Spring football is going to work in America.
You play to win the game.
And now it is time for our USFL report.
And we are back on the USFL Gambling Podcast Week 10 Preview and Picks. Yes, I'm sorry. We will not have time for DFS tonight, but you can still hit us up and come play DFS with us. We will give away our lineups if you hit us up at USFL Gambling on Twitter. But you might just be wondering who the hell you're listening to. My name is Colby Swiggin, Database Dan, a.k.a. Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I want this pilot. It's a matter of national security.
I'm dying in this fucking country ass fucked up town. Shit flying in my mouth. The fuck? I can't see pilot. Let's get the fuck out of this country, mother.
That's what you may be saying. You know, if you're dreaming of Canton, dreaming of the Freedom Cup, like all 8 teams, everyone's alive. Let's go. All right, we got playoff scenarios. United States Football League. I've been a fan of this shit since the 80s. We love this league. Subscribe, USFL Gambling Podcast. You can also watch this on YouTube, youtube.com, USFL Gambling. Check it out. I am joined by my co-host. Give it up for former JMU Duke defensive back, the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh! Up.
Let's go. Let's go, man. I know NC Nick's at the beach. Couldn't make this episode.
Summertime, baby.
He said, I gotta go on vacation before the USFL playoffs, which is completely logical.
But guess what?
The playoffs are starting a week earlier. How could you forecast that? Because this is essentially the playoffs minus the Birmingham Stallions, Petty C. That's the dilemma we got. We know the Stallions clinched last week when they won against the Houston Gamblers. And all of a sudden, you have this crazy scenario where, let me rattle off the scenarios. Maulers, we're going to get to the games. If they win, they're in. The Panthers win and they're in. Well, if... Wait.
In the North, it's win
yeah.
and you're in.
No,
the,
both, both. Yeah,
the
both.
The North is
both,
pure playoff.
Yeah. Now, in the South, it gets crazy because Birmingham has clinched. They're taking on Memphis. The question is will they rest their starters? It could be. Remember, though, Todd Haley told Skip Holtz, we'll remember this when we see you later in the year. Please, Skip.
Yeah.
Dial Maybe up Skip the old 1-800 fuck you. But we have the Breakers and Gamblers. So this is where it gets all interesting, because if the Breakers win, there's no drama. Birmingham and New Orleans are in, and the North, whoever wins, is in. If Houston wins is when it gets wacky, and that game's going on at the Liberty Bowl.
Yeah.
If Houston wins.
If Houston and Memphis
win. And then Memphis wins, it creates a three-way tie.
Yeah. And then we go to tiebreakers.
And then we go to tiebreakers, and I still am very unclear.
Head to head tiebreakers, number one head to head, which I think are they all 1-1 against each other?
I think so. I think they are.
Best one loss percentage in games within the division. I think they'll all have the same divisional record at that point.
Mm.
Third tiebreaker is strength of victory, aggregate one loss percentage of teams defeated. So that's probably where
Memphis is going to lose them, because they got destroyed in a couple games, 40-3.
But it's not the margin.
Oh,
it's
okay.
The win loss percentage of the teams that they defeated. So if they beat good teams,
Interesting.
Even because that, I haven't done the math on that. I don't know how that's
going. I don't know.
Work.
That's going to be, it's going to be tricky. We'll get you covered. Follow USFL Gambling on Twitter. We got you covered, folks. Let's just get into it, because we got to keep this show rather shorter tonight. I'm sorry, NC Nick's not here. I wanted to do DFS. We just have time constraints as far as studio availability. So we're going to jump right into it. And we will have all this covered on the reaction show too. Sunday night or Monday night, we will have a reaction show with everything up to date, the playoff scenarios. So Saturday, June 17th, Patty C, 10 a.m. on the West, 1 on the East. The Pittsburgh Maulers, the New Jersey Generals in Canton, Ohio. Boy, this game's going to be interesting, because you could argue it's a neutral game. This is on USA Network, 10 a.m. Did I say 10 a.m. Pacific? I did, right? Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. 3-6 against 3-6, but man, the Generals did not look like a 3-6 team a week ago. And here we are.
Neither did Pittsburgh.
Neither did Pittsburgh. And the Generals are laying 3.5. The over-under's at 40.5. You know it's a Maulers game, so hammer the under. Maulers are +140 on the money line, Patty C. 3.5. That hook is
no, I didn't even catch who was favored.
The Generals are laying 3.5. Okay. The over-under's at 40.5. We're playing the under no matter what, because the Maulers are playing.
I'm playing the under, and I'm playing
the Generals. I'm playing the Generals.
No. I'm playing Pittsburgh. I think there's going to be a 3.5. You're giving me that hook.
All these lines are 3.5. I feel like this week I'm taking the Generals.
All right. You're very confident in a team.
No,
that
I'm not.
Hasn't been able to settle on a quarterback.
I feel like everyone's going to take the Maulers +3.5, right?
Well, dive into the stink. You're the type of dude that smells something funny and you don't want any part of it.
All right.
You're not going to have any fun in life that way, Colby.
You sold me, all right? You sold me on the Pittsburgh Maulers +3.5, so.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
I might have some stress come this weekend, but I'm
we'll
on
see
the Maulers.
We'll see if that defense can play that well against it.
DeAndre Johnson's going to play.
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
Patty C, you're going to take the under too, right?
I'm 40.5. Under, yeah. Even though that's pretty low.
Would you be tempted to go +140 on the money line with the Maulers?
I would be tempted, but I think with Johnson running the show, I think you have to lean Generals. But with that plus 140, it might be worth the squeeze.
All right, let's jump over to the other game. So if the Generals, the winner is in, this game's awesome. I cannot wait for Saturday morning. But this next game, Birmingham, is this is probably the least interesting game of the weekend because Birmingham's clinched, but you have that Holtz-Haley riff from the beginning of the year. Remember when the Stallions beat him by like 40? Birmingham's going to the Liberty Bowl. Memphis, it's not win and you're in, but win and you might be in. Memphis is catching 3.5. I think you gotta play Memphis here.
Yeah, maybe just because of the motivation factor so much higher.
Why would you risk playing your guys if they get injured or something? Yeah. Like
you have clinched.
Yeah, who and cares?
You probably talk shit won Memphis the in the playoffs.
Yeah, you won by 40.
Yeah.
So I think you load up on the Showboats +3.5. I think you ride that +145 money line. And as far as over under at 43.5, I lean under because the Showboats offense is ass. And if Birmingham rests the starters, I think the under is going to hit. Patty C?
I agree with you. Although even still, I think Birmingham is like was proven earlier in the year, light years ahead of where Memphis is in terms of not only, you know, having a similarly, maybe probably even a better defense, but just a far more explosive offense, not even comparable. I think, you know, I'm getting 4.5. You're seeing 3.5.
3.5.
Either way,
right now, yeah.
Either way, assuming McGo is out by like middle of the first or second quarter,
why even play him?
Yeah,
this is why. Because if he gets injured in the playoffs, you want Sloter to have some reps. That's Sloter's good too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he wasn't good in the XFL this year, but he was good last year in the USFL.
Yeah. Holtz has done a great job getting guys, but I think you have to lean Memphis just because you think that. Motivation isn't there for Birmingham, but maybe Skip Holtz wants to go into the playoff with some momentum and some fire. And if he does that, then Birmingham's a far better team. I wouldn't touch this one for that. We don't know which teams are going to come.
I'd jump on the +145.
Okay, fair.
Because they're not going to play. How much are they really going to be trying? That's just human nature.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all over the +145. Get over there. Get jump on that. Jump on it. Jump on it.
Nice little payout.
All right, look, before we get to Sunday's games, I want to tell you that the USFL Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Edge Boost. Yes, Edge Boost is the world's first bet now, pay later Visa card. Yeah. Edge currently offers up to $2,500 in betting advances, which can be an extremely valuable tool. Imagine what you can do with an increased bankroll. Take the Showboats money line, get down on some favorite futures that you like, you know, perhaps without tying up your bankroll for months. Or you could double down on a favorite bet you like say, you know, +3.5 in the Showboats. Or you could even create a middle and hedge, even though we don't really advise that. Edge Boost isn't some sleazy loan shark that's going to bust your kneecaps and have you going home telling lies to your wife saying you fell down on a ladder. You know what I mean? Just a bunch of bullshit. You know what I mean? You're going to avoid the bullshit because they're not some sleazy loan shark and they charge 0% interest. I repeat, they charge 0% interest. I can't emphasize that enough because it's such a great thing. The company's really good because that's awesome. A lot of companies would not do that. So Edge Boost can be a part of a responsible gambling plan as you set up daily, weekly, monthly limits across all your betting accounts all in one place. Support SGPN and grow your bankroll by going to sportsgamblingpodcast.com. .com/edge to sign up. Once again, that's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up. Must be 21 years or older to use. Problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You got that hunch this weekend. Boom. Make that trip.
So I'm saying, make that trip. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge.
Pro teams have millions to spend and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, we're back on the USFL Gambling Podcast. Week 10 preview and picks. Patty C, is this the most interesting week in the history of USFL football since 1986?
Yes. Considering I have no recollection of USFL football back then, when Reggie White and
Doug Flutie and Herschel Walker and Kelvin Bryant,
yeah, I'm sure it was a lot more interesting then. But this is the best since its comeback, yes.
Yeah, look at that sweet photo. Hopefully you're watching on YouTube. Shout out to Cam Kerr, our graphics guy, because that's great just in case Cook is getting demolished.
Yeah.
Patty C, Sunday, the New Orleans Breakers taking on the Houston Gamblers. I heard you say pre-episode, this is the biggest and best game of the weekend at the Liberty Bowl.
Yeah. Fun. And you're seeing the two best running backs in the league go at it here. You know, arguably
Wes Hills against Mark Thompson. Think Darius Victor might extend a nice fuck you to you, Patty C, sure. And maybe Reggie Corbin as well. But you make a good case. The Breakers are laying 3.5. Breakers are laying 3.5 points in Memphis.
The story here is McLeod Bethel-Thompson will throw his one interception, but Kenji Bahar will turn it over, whether it be a fumble or an interception, multiple times, and that will probably be the difference in the game.
And the over's at 44.5. Now, here's the deal. I saw the Gamblers' safeties are dinged up, both of them.
Mm.
The Breakers' passing attack's pretty good. This is where I think there's no controversy. There's no three-game tiebreaker because I think the Breakers are going to beat the Gamblers, and I even feel good enough about laying the 3.5 because I think Houston's offense is kind of been figured out. I think the Breakers will be able to stop that rushing attack from Thompson, make Bahar beat you in the air, and he's shown it's a little bit inconsistent. The Breakers, McLeod Bethel Thompson's like 35 years old. He's a veteran. He's the biggest veteran in this league. He's a leader. He's going to get it done. They know the importance. There's no controversy. Breakers win by 10 in the Liberty Bowl. The over-under's at 44.5. I would lean over. Over. I don't feel very confident about this over, though, because I just lean over the kicking. The kickoffs. How about we had another kick return for a touchdown last week too? We didn't even talk about
so
that.
Explosive.
So much better kickoff than the XFL.
I mean, it's almost like we haven't adjusted to the kickoff being this big of an element of the game, but it's kind of fun.
It's awesome. It's fucking awesome.
It seems like it's an outsized, element of the game with the starting field position often being like very close to midfield or if not over midfield. And then all with so many returns going to the house. But if you just adjust what your expectation of the kickoff is to a really impactful play, as opposed to a play that gets you like to the 30-yard line.
Yeah.
Then it does make that play more fun. You know,
definitely.
I'm digging it.
What are you doing here in the Liberty Bowl? You're going Breakers laying the 3.5. You're going to take that hook that they're baiting you with. They're sitting out there baiting you. Patty C saying, take the 3.5.
I am going to take the bait. I think Houston is right there with them. I think Mark Thompson is going to put up his numbers. I think Kenji Bahar, if he can not make so many mistakes, his passing stats have been atrocious, though. Let me get that pulled up.
And shout out to Nicholas Greenwald in the chat who says, my amigo's running a little bit late, boys, but glad I caught you. Nicholas, we were too. We were at a late studio time where we did not give out our power rankings or DFS plays this week, but we're here for our picks, our locks, our overs, our unders. And Nicholas Greenwald says, also, USFL has the best kickoff of any professional league, hands down. I co-sign that. It's better than the NFL. It's better than the XFL. It is better than the CFL. Although I do love the CFL, like you got to return it.
Yeah.
That's a great thing. Back. Yeah.
That's good.
Now
listen to this passing stats, by the Gamblers over the past five games. Wilson had 117, Bahar 130, Bahar had a nice 216 output, but that's still not setting the world on fire. Then 145 and 149 over the past 2 weeks.
You feel confident in that because I think the Breakers can challenge the rushing attack of Mark Thompson. I think they can, you know, really put that as a point of emphasis.
Potentially. And I don't know if Thompson was back, but the first time they played, Pledger ran for 94 on him. So Thompson is clearly the better back there. He might explode on those Breakers.
And Nick says kickoffs are what make football electric. I agree.
Oh yeah.
So you're taking the 3.5 in the Gamblers. I'm not swaying you.
I think we might have a
battle here.
A battle for the spot. Battle for the final spot here. Ooh. Because if Memphis loses, does this game become a win and you're in kind of situation, or do they end up tied after this?
That is a very good question, and I am not caught up on all that. But I can tell you this: that I thought you were going to say you're going to lock it, because then I was going to battle you with the event with the Vander music. But
oh, you know what? If the Showboats lose to the Stallions, which very well could happen,
yes,
and the Gamblers and Breakers, if the Gamblers beat the Breakers, then they're tied in the overall standings. They're tied in the divisional standings, and they're tied head to head.
Playoffs start this weekend. That's why you should be watching that. Look, I'm glad I'm not an NBA guy, but I'm glad the finals are over. I'm glad the NHL Stanley Cup is over. You got this and you got college baseball, and this is all you need. Yeah, people say golf. Nah. Just load up on this.
Yeah. This is glorious.
This is where it starts, buddy.
Gamblers Breakers, definitely the game of the weekend.
What do you think about the total? So Patty C's going Gamblers plus 3.5. The total's at 44.5. I actually think it's a hard total. I originally thought under, but then I'm like, am I going to play all four unders?
Well, I'm going over. The first one was 38-31.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go over. Bahar
is so inconsistent.
I think I'd lean under, actually. The more I think about it, I think the
it's
tension,
not that big
the
of a
tension
score.
Of, yeah, I think I'm going to lean under.
That's true. If they're going to be playing really tough defense.
Yeah, I think I'm going to lean under on the 44.5. So I've changed my ways there.
What, by the way, Birmingham, Memphis, we had, what was that? What, 44 as well?
43.5.
43.5. What'd you do on that one?
I went under, because I don't think Birmingham's going to play their guys, and Memphis's offense is ass. So I think Memphis finds a way to win.
Fair assessment of the situation.
Yeah. And I go under in the Maulers game. So right now I'm just batting 100% on unders, but
I'm actually going over in that one, just because if Mago plays, they're going to put up some points in a hurry.
Why would you play him?
That's a great question.
Why would you play him? What's the benefit?
There's none.
You're still playing in Birmingham.
We'll see what Holtz does.
Right? Yeah.
I'm just going to assume because he's a starter that he's going to play, but you're right. There is no point in playing him.
So then that gets us. So you're on the over in the Breakers game.
I am.
Okay. Yep. Then we go to the nightcap, the Philadelphia Stars against the Michigan Panthers in that filthy, filthy roller rink in Detroit. See, this is interesting here because Michigan's at home. I'm sure they still probably won't have fans, but will the league want to get Michigan in? Philadelphia, I feel like, is just a way better team. This game's at a pick. It's the only game not at a 3.5 point spread. All the other games are 3.5 point spreads. This is at a flat out pick, which is crazy to me because I think the Stars are a much better team. The over under's at 42.5. The Panthers are winless in that filthy roller rink, but I'm taking the Stars because I just think they're the better team. I trust Bart Andrus and that sweet ass haircut of his.
First time around, 24-10, they lost to Michigan though. Is that
they know they're look? They're it's not a USFL team. Season if the Stars aren't in the Freedom Cup.
Yeah, that's true. They at least I'm sure. But let's hope the USFL isn't pulling the NBA and NFL.
They wouldn't do that. And Moose Johnson wouldn't do that. He's a true. Fullback.
He's above that. But I don't care who wins. Who do I think is the better team? I don't know. Breland Speaks, awesome. Lead the league in sacks, if I'm not mistaken. Frank Ginda, league leader,
He's a dog.
In tackles and interceptions. They got some great defenders. And then, offensively, I guess a couple guys. They're not explosive offensively. Whereas, who's the receiver for Philly?
Corey Coleman from Baylor. Yeah.
Is explosive as hell. He's fun to watch. And I think he is a game changer. So I think Philly will get the W here. Spread on this was what again?
It's a pick.
Oh, it's a pick. Yeah. Well, give me the Stars then.
Well, I want you, and do you lean over or under on that? It's at 42 and a half.
I'm going over again. It's an over kind of week.
This is the one over. Yeah. I'm on unders on all the other three. This is the one over. Look, we're going to get to our lock, our dog. And well, I don't know if they'll let you tease, but we'll try it. But before we do that, I want to tell you the USFL Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs make you look good. All right. Bird Dogs are stretch khaki shorts and they're designed to fit slimmer through the thigh and the leg, giving you a truly sculpted look. You're going to look like fucking Brian Bosworth in 88. All right. You know, we'll put on these Bird Dogs and you're going to every gal and guy in town are going to try to get a piece of you. All right. You're going to be looking like Bosworth. They're going to want book deals and fucking Stone Cold Part 2 coming out.
We got a diverse audience. You can sell it that way, you know.
But like, who doesn't want about, every on, guy if you're gal. Watching on YouTube? Can we, this is what you're going to look like. Yeah. All right. This is the Boz. All right. And just for that, Patty C, I feel like we got to play some, music, but you're going to be walking around town and every, tell me how much scattered ass you think Bosworth got in his day.
He couldn't beat off the scattered ass with a bat. Let's be honest. When he was at Oklahoma.
Right there. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
He would walk into a frat party and panties would just fly all over the place.
Come on. So my point is, check out Bird Dogs. All right, Bird Dogs, you know, their shorts just fit better than regular shorts. You know, they're not stiff. They're not restricting cotton. But, you know, Bird Dogs fixed this issue long ago by inventing cloud knit fabric, all right, that looks just like khakis, but stretches. So you can get a way slimmer fit without having to sacrifice, you know, movement, essentially. Bird Dogs uses anti-stink sweat wicking fabric as well, which, as you better believe, you're going to be smelling like the Boz. The Boz been wearing Bird Dogs, I feel like, for a long time. It keeps you cool, keeps you dry all day long. Go to birddogs.com/pool and enter the promo code POOL. That's pool for a free Yeti style tumbler. They're going to give you a little tumbler in there too. That's birddogs.com/pool for a free Yeti style tumbler. You won't want to take off your Bird Dogs. We promise you. All right, Patty C, we are back on the USFL Gambling Podcast. And we got a lock, a dog, and a tease. So first off, what is the bet you feel best about? You're telling your clients out there, they're calling 1-800-PATTY-C. And they're saying, what is the one lock that can have you buy that house
that
in Cabo San Lucas?
That is tough.
Right? Is it, you know, I actually think I have my play. You want to know the one I feel best about?
What you got?
I think it's the Breakers. I think the Breakers are going to just do. I think the Breakers are actually a lot better than almost everybody in the league. So I think they're going to. I'm going to lay the 3.5 against the Houston Gamblers. I trust their skill positions are just really good players, man.
Yeah,
McLeod Bethel Thompson, Wes Hillis, the Sage Surratt, Johnny Dixon, Jay Adams. Those guys are all ballers.
Their like, point differential on the year is substantially better than Houston's, despite only having a one game lead in the standings. Their points for 220, points against 174. So what is that? 36 point or more, 46 point differential.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Houston has a -6 point differential. So they're much better.
And Greenwell in the chat says Breakers -1.5 first half gamblers always seem to start slow. That makes a lot of sense too.
Hmm. Okay.
That is my lock. My dog. Or yeah, okay, we can do it. I'm going to give it all right now. My dog is the Showboats at +145 cuz that's the juiciest odds at a dog. I mean, Gamblers are +150, but I don't think Gamblers can win. I think the Maulers could win. That's +140, but I kind of think New Jersey's just a more talented team. Showboats are +145. Birmingham might rest their starters. What are we doing here, folks? Hop on in now on that. Patty C, give me your lock and give me your motherfucking dog.
I disagree with you. I think, I mean, even though that we just said the point differential was much better for New Orleans than Houston, I still think Houston is, you know, capable of pulling the upset.
Are
I
you
think,
locking it?
That would be my dog. That would be my dog.
Oh, so you're jumping on the +150 and the Houston Gamblers.
Yes, that is my dog. My lock is tough. I mean, normally 4.5 Birmingham, Memphis would be my super lock, you know. But since we have no idea whether they're gonna start or rest their guys.
3.5, I'm seeing.
3.5, yeah. Okay, even better. But look, I went Memphis just because we're assuming they're gonna rest guys. I don't know what to do with that. I think my lock here is the.
I think it's the Stars for you, right?
It's not, even okay. though that I mean. It should be. They're better. It's all so close.
What are you doing? Lock it up. Have some fucking cojones.
I think Pittsburgh, you know, getting the hook is ridiculous. I think New Jersey is Johnny come lately. Who knows if they're going to start switching the quarterback around again. If we've had one thing proven to us so far by Mike Riley this year is he's not going to, if he's found what works, he's not going to stick with it. You know, and so it looked like it worked last week. It looked like it worked the week before. He still switched it up. And Pittsburgh, assuming they're able to generate anything offensively, which against what the league's best defense is a big assumption. But if they are, then they'll probably win this game, let alone, you know, not cover it. So
there you go. Patty C says his lock is the Pittsburgh Maulers +3.5. His dog is the Houston Gamblers +150. Giving out the best odds. He's giving out better odds than old Dundee. Let's see if he hits it. Folks, the game that I'm most excited, Patty C's already revealed his hand. He says Breakers Gamblers, the game he wants to see most. For me, it's the Maulers Generals on USA Network Saturday morning. I cannot wait for all these games. I'm sorry we're not bringing you the DFS side of this on this episode.
They're both playoff games, yes. So
all know. Playoff games this yeah. weekend. We got great stuff going on. Look, if you really want some tips on the FCS, hit up at USFL Gambling on Twitter, and I will DM you my plays. And we invite you to come play with us. So feel free to hop in and play USFL DFS with us as the playoff race and the road to the Freedom Cup heats up. Once again, we are on Twitter at USFL Gambling. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C831. I'm on Twitter at TheColbyD. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. He's at the beach this week, and he'll be back for the USFL playoffs as the road to Canton and the Freedom Cup heats up. Check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. We also host the College Football Experience. We're in the middle of previewing 133 teams. That's part of the reason why we've had limited time. Get on over there and check out the College Football Experience and also the College Basketball Experience, the College Baseball Experience. They're deep into the season. Go Noah Bienick, myself, Moneyline Mac doing great work there. There's some great episodes where you can listen to our plays over there and just good old content for college baseball. So go check that out as well. Check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. They're always doing stuff. We're actually about to do another USFL show right over there. So check out the Sports Gambling Podcast, get the SGPN app, and come talk USFL football with us in the Discord. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Discord. All right, folks, reaction show. It's going to be great. Me and Patty C are going to be talking shit. Patty C, anything else you want to say?
Let's go, baby. Let's dial in. And look, the playoffs are starting now. Get your popcorn.
Oh, I can't wait. This weekend's awesome. This is the best weekend of USFL football since 1986. Buckle the fuck up. Boom. Let's go. This is the USFL Gambling Podcast, Week 10 Preview and Picks Edition. You better start thinking about yours, and you better start thinking about the Freedom Cup, because it's coming, and we out of here. Shoot.